I tell you what, it's a new year, isn't it? Oh, it's beautiful outside. Everything's going well, and the Lord is just blessed. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Joshua. Joshua chapter 3, and I want to just look at the last of verse 4. Seven words in Joshua 3, verse 4. It simply says this: you have not passed this way before. You have not passed this way before. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much today for the love that you have for us. We thank you, Lord, that you are more amazing and wonderful. And Lord, we just appreciate all that you do for us, how you take care of us. But Lord, right now, we have so many needs in our life. So many have come here today. And Lord, I don't know their problems, but you do. And you are the fixer of those problems in their life. And Lord, there's no better time than today, right now, at this moment, to let your Holy Spirit deal with those problems that we have in our lives. So, Lord, we ask that you open up our heart and the eyes of our understanding that we might be enlightened this morning. And, God, we give you all praise and glory, for that's where it all belongs. And, Lord, when it's all said and done, we thank you this morning that when we leave here, Lord, we'll leave here changed, different from what we came in. God, we give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, the text of this message is 1 through 5. Israel is ready to go into the promised land, and this is what happens. They come here, and Joshua says, prepare yourselves, for you've not passed this way before. A few weeks back, we went, Brother Bob and Brother Leroy and I went off deer hunting, and Bob took me down some roads I've never been before. I tell you what, it's enjoyable to me just to go and fellowship and go someplace that you've never been before. I like to see the country. I like to see the beauty of the countryside. And I was on that road, and I was in the back seat of the truck, and I thought, you know, I've never in my life been down this road. I've been here in Texas for 63 years, and I've never been down this road. And I thought, you know, Lord, it's such a beauty that I would just like to see the beauty of all of our country before I died. I don't imagine I'm going to be able to, because there's too many new roads out there, but we're traveling in the spiritual realm some new roads. Have you ever been driving down the highway and a little road came up and you said, you know, I'm going to turn around and go back and drive that road and just see where it comes out at? I've done that several times in my life, and I've always enjoyed the trip. In our lives, there's something stimulating about the possibility of our lives and some newness in life. And today I pray that this new year you'll have some new interest. There'll be some new opportunities for each one of us today in our life. Some new direction we're going in our life. You see, life brings a newness in our life, doesn't it? Here we have some newness in their life of Israel. They're about to go into a land that they've never been before. Now, 40 years earlier, they came to this point at Kadesh Barnea, and they wouldn't, by faith, step over into the land. And they turned around, and they ran, and God let them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Folks, we need some newness in our lives. We need to obey God's command. And we need some things in our life that are new in the area in which we go. There's all kinds of possibilities for this next year. There's all kinds of possibilities for you as a church member or you as a Christian to rise up above what you have been doing and do something new with your Christian life. But you're going to have to face God. You can't come to the point of doing something new and decide to turn around. I can't do that, preacher. I can't go that way. I've never done that before. Well, today you can make that decision in your life. Lord, I want to do something different in my life this next year. I don't want to wander in the wilderness blindsided by life for the next 40 years. I want something new. You ever feel like you're caught in a cycle of activity but not going anywhere? My son and their grandkids had this little hamster. And I watched him in there and he got on this little wheel. And man, he's just going around and around in that wheel. And I want to say, hey, stupid. Get off of that thing and you might get somewhere. But did you know what? Sometimes I feel like that hamster, that I'm just going around and around and around in circles, and God's saying, hey, stupid, listen to what I have for you. I've got something new in your life if you'll just listen to me. Now, I'm sorry for your parents that don't want to use that word. As some of you kids don't. Kids don't say what I said. And I'll try not to say that. I had one parent say, don't call people stupid. And I said, I didn't. I said, I just used that word. And I shouldn't use that probably. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we're going into some new experiences in our life that we hadn't traveled before. And yet in our old life, we seem to be going nowhere. Well, I like to go in uncharted waters. I like to travel new roads in life. I like to do something different. I get tired of the same ho-hum all the time. And we're going to start a new year in this church. Think about it. Today is 2016, the first Sunday of the new year. And as an individual, you will travel some things and do some things and some roads that are not anticipated for the next year. You've got something to do that's different in life. And let me tell you, before we can do that, we need to do some things. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, sanctify yourself. Look at what he says in verse 5. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself. That means set yourself apart. Set yourself apart to what? To God. Joshua is saying, get a clear focus on God's purpose for your life. You've got a purpose. I don't know what it is, but we talked about it in Sunday school. You were given a gift when you were saved, maybe two gifts or maybe more. I look at all these talented people and musicians and think, oh, man, what gifts that God has given, what talents that God has given them. You have been put in this church by the Lord. He drew you here. You're here for a purpose. Find out what that purpose is so that you can add to the church, add to the body. Don't tell me you can't do it, because the Bible tells we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Now, in your flesh, you can't do it, but with God, you can do it this morning. So just tell yourself, listen, I want to find out God's purpose for my life, and I want to do what God is leading me to do. But you've got to sanctify yourself, set yourself apart, and get a clear focus first on what God wants you to do in your life. And remember, he says, why God brought you out of Egypt. Remember why God has made you his child. You see? Remember what God is doing in your life. So Joshua says there's a remembering, and then there's a turning loose of the past. Folks, what's past? Some people just like to drag the past with them everywhere they go, like a ball and chain. Listen, I've done things in my life that are displeasing to God, but I don't let them things, they're past, they're gone, they've been forgiven. I've asked God to forgive them, and He has forgiven them. So let go of the past and press on to this new year. Don't let the garbage of the past keep you from doing something new this year for the Lord. There's some things that need to be left back there in the desert. And there's some things that need to be brought into the new year. I read a story about a man planted an apple orchard, and the best tree in the orchard never produced an apple. You know what he did? He took some old nails and a hammer, and he took them nails, and he drove them into that tree. And the next year, it produced the best-looking apples in the orchard. Somebody said, what does those nails have to do with having beautiful apples? And he said, I don't know, but it got the tree's attention. Man, you know what? I hope and pray that God doesn't have to put some nails into your life to get your attention. He's already told us to look and discover our gift. You know, you were made for a purpose. What are you here for? What are you doing with what has God has given you to do? Set yourself apart for God and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do. And then look what he says. Follow the ark. If you're going to make a difference in your life, you see, the ark symbolized the presence and the guidance of God for the people of Israel. We need the presence of God in our life. We need to follow his word. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, but you need to get in a daily Bible study of the Bible. Get the Bible, start reading it, looking at it. Don't just read the words and forget about them. Get you a good commentary. Get you a good, on the internet, some one of the good authors, and follow his commentary of what the Bible is saying, and learn what God has to say in your life. Let me tell you something. You get into the Word, and it will start guiding you. It will lead you. Some people say, preacher, how do I know what to do? Well, follow the instructions in the Bible. Let me tell you, don't start in the Old Testament. I like the Psalms, I like Proverbs, I like John. Man, start reading what John has to read. Read it over and over. Let it sink into your life. Get God's guidance and presence in your life. He was saying, you follow the new roads by letting God lead you. Man, let me tell you something. His presence and purpose need to be in our life, giving us directions every day. Set yourself apart to God, study the Word, pray, intercede on behalf of others, and then just share God's Word with everybody you come to. Folks, you can do that. You can do that. Through Christ, if you will ask Him, He will let you do those things. Now, I know that some of those things are going to be new to you. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil frighten you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Let His power come out through your life. You see, I know that some of you say, well, preacher, you know, it's kind of scary traveling new roads. So many times, we like to stick with the things we're familiar with. For instance, I got an old pair of tennis shoes, and I got a new pair of tennis shoes. I wear the old pair because they're comfortable. The new pair is not comfortable yet because I hadn't got them broke in quite good enough. But we like the old things, don't we? Because they're comfortable. I've got a pair of jeans or a pair of pants that I just love because they're comfortable. These are too tight. Something around this place makes you swell. But let me tell you something. We wear the old things because they're comfortable in our life. Amen? But we need to put on some new things in our life. We can't always be in the old things. God says, I want you to try some new things. Travel some new roads in life. Cross into a land that I have showed you. Man, I tell you what. There's a real need for some sameness. But there's a real need for some newness in life, in our church, in the things we are doing. We like familiarity, but we need sameness. But let me tell you something. We need to do some new things in life. We need to make some new commitments. Some of you this morning need to make a commitment. This is the first Sunday of the year. Wouldn't it be nice right now to say, Lord, I want to commit myself to make it to church every Sunday. Oh, but preacher, man, that's a lot. It's not really a lot considering what God has blessed you with. Why can't you make it? Why can't you do that? We have some ladies that are there's senior ladies in our church. And let me tell you something. Every time the doors open, they're here. And they've got me by about 30 years. And let me tell you something. They're here because they love God. They're here because they made a commitment to God. And folks, we ought to make that kind of commitment in our life. Lord, I'm going to, by faith, be here in the house of worship. If I can't do anything but warm a pew, I'm going to do that this year. And then you make a commitment to read your Bible this year. And then you make a commitment, if God wants to use you in a certain area, we've got departments in our children that need some help. We've got departments in our youth that need some help. And Lord knows I need some help. And I need every one of us doing what God has placed us here for. Don't get boxed in by saying, oh, preacher, we've never done that before. That's all right. I never preached before till I got here. But God has blessed in a mighty way. We often neglect the things which God has given us, and we find ourselves withdrawn from the larger relationships. Meet new people. Get out and shake hands with other people that you don't know and say, hey, I know you've been coming to our church for a long time. I don't know who you are, but I want to know who you are. And I want to fellowship with you and talk with you a little bit. You see, we got to get out of those comfort zones and increase our relationship there so we know each other. Suddenly we find that deadly boredom alive. I hear people sometimes say, well, I didn't get much out of church. Let me tell you something. That's because you didn't put much into it. You get out of something what you put into it. And man, we need to get everything. Start feeling alive. Do some things that challenge us. You see? Don't feel trapped in the same old routine. Do some things that challenge you for the church in 2016. Some have cited there's no new roads. I heard some one time tell me, well, I think I'm just going to quit. There's nothing I can do that's new. Let me tell you something. Somebody brought it up this morning. I don't know where you stand on Jimmy Carter. I don't really care. Well, let me tell you something. He's still at 91, I was told. He's still teaching Sunday school. I admire that in a man. He could have quit a long time ago. He's still building houses for for those who need houses. And I'm not pushing for Democrats or Republicans. I'm just telling you what a Christian ought to do. He could have said, well, it's time for me to quit. As long as you draw breath, you ought to be working for God. Somebody asked me when I was going to retire, and I said, when I die, I guess. There's no retirement plan in here. I have looked all through it, and I don't see a retirement plan. They just preach till they die. Now, you may get tired of me, but there's no retirement plan. And if you get tired of me and you want to give me a retirement plan, that's all right. You give it to me and I'll go somewhere else and preach. But we ought to do that till we die. Don't tell me that you can't. You know what Paul, he did over in Philippians? He said, I press on to the mark of the high calling of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Folks, there's sadness in our heart when we decide, well, there's nothing new for me to do. Oh, there's always something to do. I have people in this church that I just love. I just love them to death. Not because I love them any more than anybody else, but they have found their niche in life. And man, they help me in this church. They work in this church. They do whatever I ask them to do. And if I'm not here, they keep on doing it. Because God has blessed them like that. You see, if we don't do that, this year will be the same as last year. And it'll be the same as the year before that. And the first thing you know, you're like that old hamster going around and around and around. No wonder church is boring. Because we put nothing into it. Sanctify yourself. See what the Lord wants to do. He will do wonders among you. Our God is not dead. We serve a risen Savior who is alive, and He's always making things new. Listen to this. To the psalmist, he said, I will give you a new song. To Israel, he said, I will make a new covenant with you. To John on the Isle of Patmos, I have a new heaven and a new earth. To the Corinthian church, through Paul, if a person is in Christ, he says, you're a new creation. Everything we understand about the nature of God, God makes newness in life. So if Christ comes into your life, He comes into your life bringing a newness about you, a new relationship with you, a new perspective with you, a new gift in your heart, and a new interest in His Word. All we need to do is think about the Holy Spirit and say, breathe on me. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Wouldn't you like the Holy Spirit to breathe on you this morning? Ezekiel was in the valley of dry bones, and all he saw was dead bones. All around him, his nostrils was filled with dust and dryness. And God came to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And then he said, Ezekiel, speak to the bones. And the breath of God came into those old dry bones, and the first thing you know, they became a mighty army. Man, if God's Holy Spirit breathes upon you this morning and you will commit your life to Him, you will have a different way of looking at church and the reality of church and the things God wants you to do. You see, there's nothing better than newness in your life. What a blessing for God to move into your heart, into your life this morning in such a way that He creates a thirst in you for His work. Now, how many of you are ready to travel a new road? How many of you really want Christ to do something new in your life? I don't know. Only you can answer that. And if you're satisfied with just a ho-hum, I'm going to sit around and do not much of nothing, this year's going to be the same as the last, that's all you'll have. But if you want our church to grow, you want your life to grow, you want to see some things happen different in church or in the Christian realm in your life, you're going to have to make a decision. Lord, put some newness, breathe on me. Let the Holy Spirit be alive. And the best place to start is where Israel started, asking God to separate you and breathe on you, that He can use you to do what He wants to do in your life. Some of you are visiting with us this morning. I thank you for coming. You could have went anywhere, and you chose to come here. God led you here, I hope. And I hope if you're looking for a church home, you'd say, you know, this is the place. I feel that this is the place God wants me to be. And if it is, I want you to pray about that. And I want you, like you to join our church. I'd love for you to join our church and work, not just so you'd be a number, but hey, if God's led you here, praise God. Let's get in on with the program and let's get going. If He hadn't, well, find a place that God wants you to serve and serve. But make sure the one thing, I'm just telling this out of seriousness, make sure a church that you join believes God's word. Don't go there just for a feeling. Go there for God. Let Him give you that feeling. Rediscover a sense of purpose. Say, God, why am I here? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? 30 years ago, God led us here to build a church. He's not through with us yet. He's added members. I was talking to our member last night, and all the people that have gone, that have passed through our lives, all have been blessings. I remember each one. Sometimes you have to recall their name, but I still see their faces. And I remember how God has used people over and over. When we needed something in our church, God sent so-and-so along, and that happened. And I get a feeling sometimes, oh, I'm kind of getting boxed in here. And then I turn over and I read Isaiah 58, verse 11. And it says this, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water does not fail. Those from among you shall build up the old waste places. You shall rise up in the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. Folks, after I'm dead and gone, after you're dead and gone, I pray that this church will remember that you came through here, you had a calling and a purpose here, and you did exactly what God wants you to do. So what interests? Teddy said something about singing in the choir. Man, we need you. If you can sing, you ought to be up here. You know, I thought about that. If that was, you were up here, then I'd have to be preaching like this. I wouldn't mind that if there was nobody out here. But you know what? God is opening the door for you this morning. The invitation is like this. If you want some newness, Christ invites you to come into His life. Let Him come into your life this morning. Let Him create in you a newness. If you've never been saved, start a journey with Him. I started my journey in 1975. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I was not a bad guy, but I was a lost guy. I was going to church, and I was still lost in the church. But God came in and started a newness in my life, and He turned my life completely around, upside down and around. And I wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't change a thing. Rediscover God's purpose. Recommit yourself. The invitation is, if you're lost, would you come to Jesus Christ this morning? If you're saved, you don't have to come down to the front. I wish you could if you can. And just, you can stand if you can't kneel. I know it's hard to get down anymore. And you can just pray and say, God, today I want to recommit myself to your work. With your help, I'll read my Bible. With your help, I will be in Sunday school. With your help, I will do what you have me to do, that it might be for your glory. And now, if you're here visiting and God has led you to us, this is the start of a new year. And if you feel comfort about this and you want to join, you come to me. I'll be glad to share with you how you can join and not embarrass you. Just share with you. Come by and invite you at your house. I like to come eat T-bone steaks. That's how I got this way. Or pie, coffee, or just talk. Just talk. Share with you how God is blessed. So whatever decision you make, would you do that right now? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we start off 2016, Lord, we don't want the same old, same old. We want to do something different this year. We want to make our lives count for more than just a normal Christianity. Lord, if we're here this morning and we want our lives to count for more, Lord, let us get up and come to the front. Let us make those decisions. Lord, if there's someone lost, let them come. If there's someone looking for a church, let them come. But Lord, we don't want the same old, same old. We want that newness in life. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask you. Amen.